我们这个礼拜读经是马可福音二章到八章。
This week's Bible reading is the book of Mark, chapter 2 to 8.
那马可福音的第六章提到主耶稣行了一个神迹。
And in Mark chapter 6, it records a miracle that Jesus performed.
从37节到44节。
From verse 37 to verse 44.
就是主耶稣变饼给五千个人吃。
It's when Jesus fed the 5,000.
好，那在马可福音的第九章。
And in Mark chapter 9.
我们看主耶稣行了另外一个神迹。
We see that Jesus performed another miracle.
主耶稣变貌给他的门徒看。
And this is the transfiguration which took place before his disciples.
我们就从圣经来想想这两个神迹对我们有什么意义。
So let us study today what these two miracles, what meaning they hold for us.
我们每一个人都很挂虑生活最基本的需要。
Every one of us, we worry over life's most basic needs.
就是吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
And it is what will we wear, what will we eat.
就是每一天我们要追求我们的生活很稳定，没有缺乏。
So every day's pursuit is that our life can be stable and we do not lack for anything.
那有的人他觉得生活要稳定，我才能够来拜神。
So some people, they believe my life must be stable before I can come before God to worship.
为什么你不来教会啊？因为生活还没有稳定。
So we ask them, why do you not come to church? And they say, because my life is not steady yet.
有一天我如果像某某人这样，生活都没有挂虑，我就认真来拜神，甚至我可以来服侍神。
And so maybe one day when he says, I have no earthly worries, I can come before God and maybe serve him.
但是如果我们看主耶稣周围的门徒的体验，
But if we see the disciples who were constantly with Jesus,
好像是倒过来。
Their experience seems to be the exact opposite.
如果我们很认真地拜神，
If we diligently come to worship God,
那神就会看顾我们的生活，没有需要，没有缺乏。
God will be sure that we lack nothing in our daily lives.
所以在马可福音第六章，
So in Mark chapter 6,
这个37节，主耶稣变饼给他们吃。
In verse 37, he fed 5,000.
我们看37节。
In verse 37.
耶稣回答说，你们给他们吃吧。门徒说，我们可以去买20两的银子和饼给他们吃吗？
But he answered, you give them something to eat. They said to him, that would take 8 months of a man's wages.
在前面讲主耶稣讲道理给门徒听。
So before this, it records that Jesus had preached to the disciples.
35节。
In verse 35.
那一直到天晚了。
So he preached until it was dark.
那门徒说要叫众人散开。
And he wanted to disperse the crowd.
那其他的另外一卷圣经说主耶稣怜悯他们。
In another passage, it says that Jesus had compassion on them.
因为天这么晚，他们肚子这么饿，叫他们回去，要在哪里吃饭呢？
Because it was late in the day and everyone was hungry, so where would they go to eat?
所以主耶稣就变饼给他们吃。
So Jesus fed them.
那五千个人要吃饱，这不简单啊。
So to make sure that 5,000 do not go hungry, this is a very difficult feat.
有时候我们看我们在Irvine在举办一些盛会，有时候100人、150个人，我们就要准备很多的饭吃。
So even in seminars that we hold at Irvine Church, with only 100 or 150 in attendance, we still prepare a lot of food.
那如果我们想这个人增加30倍到50倍
，But if we think that this number increases by 30 or 50 times over,
那这要怎么去准备
？How would we prepare for this？
这真的是很困难。
This is indeed very difficult.
但是对主耶稣来讲，
But to Jesus,
圣经说他原来知道怎么做。
The Bible says that he knew what to do.
他的门徒想不出来要怎么来解决。
Even his disciples did not know how to solve this problem.
你用这么多银子去买也不够。
They said even if you had all this money, it's still not enough to feed these people.
那主耶稣变饼给他们吃这么简单。
But it was actually very simple what Jesus did to feed them.
就是五个饼两条鱼就足谢。
There were 5 loaves and 2 fish, and Jesus gave thanks.
然后就一个一个这样一直分。
And then he divided the food one by one.
那竟然5000个人可以吃饱。
And 5,000, they could be full. And not only that, they collected 12 baskets of leftovers.
所以有时候我们常常用自己的理性，我的问题，我的生活要怎么解决？
So sometimes when we use our own rationale, how will we solve our earthly worries?
有时候真的是想不出要怎么解决。
Oftentimes, we do not have a solution.
但是神怜悯我们，没有改变。
But God's compassion to us is unchanging.
如果我们愿意追求神的国跟神的义，
if we are willing to seek after His kingdom and His righteousness,
就很发现，很奇妙，神在看顾我们。
We will realize it's very miraculous that God is watching over us.
瑞有一个弟兄的见证。
There's a brother's testimony.
他说他有一阵子他就决定开始要过祈祷的生活。
He decided to live a life of prayer.
所以每天早上，那每天晚上要睡觉以前，他就特别设定一段时间来祷告。
So every day in the morning and every day at night before he went to sleep, he set aside time to pray.
那他祷告也没有求什么。
He did not ask for anything specifically in prayer.
他就是一直感谢神、赞美神，他没有求什么。
He just kept thinking and praising God.
他很奇妙，他这样做了一段时间以后。
After he did this for a period of time,
他就发现很多意外神的恩典一个一个降临。
He realized that one by one God's grace and blessings came upon him.
这真的是很奇妙的体验。
So this is a very miraculous experience.
所以有时候我们信主的人忧虑生活太多，用那个忧虑来关心我们跟神的关系，会有更大的福气。
So oftentimes we are burdened by our troubles on earth, but if we instead use this as a way to rely on God, we have much to gain.
那为什么主耶稣变饼给他们吃？
So why did Jesus feed the 5,000?
我们看第6章的34节。
Let's look at Mark chapter 6, verse 34.
耶稣出来看见有许多人，就怜悯他们。 因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口教训他们许多的道理。
Verse 34, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
主耶稣看见很多人，他就怜悯他们。
So Jesus saw a large crowd and he had compassion on them.
主耶稣的心就是神的怜悯的心。
And this is the heart of Jesus and the heart of God. It's of compassion.
然后主耶稣就教训他们。
So he began teaching them many things.
前面说因为他们好像羊没有牧人。
And here it records it's because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
那个牧人是谁？
And who is the shepherd?
就是神。
In actuality, it is God.
那羊是谁？
And who are the sheep?
羊就是主耶稣所看到的众人。
This is the people that Jesus sees.
所以 这么多人都没有敬拜真神，就好像羊没有牧人。
So all these people who do not worship God, they're all like sheep without shepherd.
那主耶稣教训他们要做什么？
So why did he need to teach them?
就是要把羊带回到牧人的前面。
It's to lead the sheep back before the shepherd.
是羊重新跟牧人建立关系。
So that they could restart their relationship.
所以今天 我们生活真正的问题是我们跟神的关系没有建立起来。
So the real problem in our lives actually is that we did not establish a firm relationship between us and God.
如果这个关系非常的好，
if this relationship was instead good,
神怜悯我们，
then God would have compassion on us.
生活会充满很多奇妙的体验。
And our lives would be filled with many miraculous events.
所以这5000个人吃饼得饱。
So this is the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000.
那他对神的恩典就很深刻、很实际的体验。
So this is a very personal and very deep experience of God's grace.
好，那我们现在再来看他主耶稣变的第二个神迹。
So let us now look at the second miracle.
马可福音第9章。
Mark chapter 9.
第二节。
Verse 2.
过了6天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰，暗暗地上了高山，就在他面前， 啊，变了形象，衣服放光，极其洁白，啊，地上漂浮，没有一个人能够漂得这样白。
Verse 2, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them.
哦，这里说主耶稣在三个门徒面前改变了形象。
So here it records that Jesus, he transfigured before 3 disciples.
哦，那这个形象啊，改变以后，衣服放光，极其洁白，容貌也放光。
And after this, it records that his clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anything.
哦，他说没有一个能够漂得这样白，非常的荣耀。
It was whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them, and it was very glorious.
因为大家看哦，主耶稣就是一个木匠的儿子。
So everyone can see that he is the son of God.
木匠 ，carpenter. Carpenter.
Oh, he's a carpenter.
哦。啊，所以圣经说，他们看主耶稣好像是50岁的人。
So they said that Jesus had the appearance of a 50-year-old man.
其实他只有30岁。
But he actually is only 33 years old.
30岁看作50岁，就是表示他年纪，他相当的看起来很憔悴。
So we can see that his appearance is just very brittle.
那这样的一个人应该没有办法吸引人。
And this kind of appearance cannot attract people.
但是他到山上以后，他的面貌改变。
But after he ascended the high heaven, his face changed.
啊，改变成为荣耀的形象。
And it became the face of glory.
连衣服也放光。
Even his clothes became white.
这个就是启示录里面讲那个人子在天上坐在宝座那个人子。
And this is what the book of Revelation is talking about, the figure who sits upon the throne.
是主耶稣荣耀的形象。
And this is the glorious countenance of Jesus.
那我们再看第九章。
If we look at Mark chapter 9.
第九章，第五节。
Chapter 9, verse 5.
彼得对耶稣说：“拉比，我们在这里真好，可以搭3座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”
Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
我们可以想象哦，在山上什么都没有。
We can imagine that there is nothing on this mountain.
但是彼得他觉得我们在这里真好。
But Peter, he said that it is good for them to be there.
他感觉到非常的满足。
And he felt a sense of contentment.
他希望永远住下来。
And he wanted to stay there forever.
他不想要下山了。
And he did not want to descend the mountain.
所以他想搭3座棚住在那里。
So he wanted to put up 3 shelters.
有时候我们有的人觉得说，我工作也很好，身体很健康，我事业也很顺利，所以主耶稣变饼这个我不需要。
So sometimes people they feel like since my body is healthy and my career is going smoothly, the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000 it has no application for me.
You know, 没有耶稣我活得很好。
Even without Jesus, I can live a good life.
但是主耶稣变貌，这个就是一个非常特别的体验。
But the transfiguration of Jesus is a very unique experience.
虽然我们现在物质生活相当的好。
So while we live a life of material wealth,
但是大部分人都觉得心灵很虚空。
But the majority of us feel that maybe life is meaningless.
心里很虚空。
And that it's very empty inside.
因为心里很虚空啊，就找很多的事情要把它填满。
And because of the empty feeling that we feel, we try to fill it.
那很多的事情都跟罪有关系。
And a lot of these activities are related to sin.
那有的就醉酒。
Some people are alcoholics.
有的用药毒药。
And some people turn to drugs.
那有的就是找一些没有什么意义的娱乐节目来杀时间。
And then some people kill time with meaningless activities or entertainment.
那这个都在代表人的心灵很空虚。
And this all just represents that man is very empty.
外面很丰富，但是里面很空虚。
Maybe the outside is full of abundance, but inside all we feel is emptiness.
但如果里面的空虚可以用钱来买，那就不是很困难。
And if we could solve this problem with money, then it's not very difficult.
因为你有钱，里面也可以满足。
If you have money outside, then your inside could be filled.
但是心的问题哦，这不是钱能够满足的。
But problems pertaining to the heart cannot be solved by money.
那有时候 人的里面的压力很大。
And sometimes we have a lot of pressure.
哦，劳苦愁烦。
We encounter many troubles and difficulties.
那久了就变成忧郁症。
And after they accumulate, then it becomes depression.
哦，那这个怎么去解决？
How do we solve this problem?
如果我们看主耶稣变貌。
If we see this miracle of Jesus' transfiguration,
那彼得说我们在这里真好。
Peter said, it is good for us to be here.
这是一种属灵的满足。
And this is a spiritual contentment.
这是一种内在的满足。
And this is a contentment that is rooted inside us.
这个是一种内在的丰盛。
And this is an abundance that we feel inside us.
那这个只有神才能够给我们。
This is something that can only come from God.
所以我们今天信仰的追求有两个层面。
So today our spiritual pursuit, there are two facets.
一个是外在的层面。
One is the outward appearance.
外在的层面。
Or the outside.
好，那另外一个是里面的层面。
And the other is on the inside.
就是里面的丰盛，里面的满足。
And this is the contentment and the abundance that we feel inside.
那如果一个人里面能够得到满足。
So if one is able to feel content inside,
然后我们就活在世界上，真的会觉得很幸福。
Then in our lives on this earth, we will feel joy.
但是如果外面很丰盛，但里面很空虚，还是不会觉得很幸福。
But even if our worldly lives are filled with abundance, it does not lead to inner contentment.
所以主耶稣改变形象，这个是我们今天要追求的。
So Jesus' transfiguration, the change of his appearance, this is what we need to pursue after.
我们看主耶稣变饼，一共有五千个人吃饱。
We see in the miracle where he fed the 5,000, 5,000 were full.
但是主耶稣变貌，只有三个人看见。
But his transfiguration, only three people witnessed.
这个比例差很多。
And this number, it varies largely in comparison.
所以一个教会里面，你如果问你体验过什么神的恩典，大部分人都可以讲。
So if you were to ask a church, what experiences do you have from God? Maybe people have many similar ones.
我病得医治。
He healed my illness.
魔鬼赶出去。
Or he cast out demons.
神给我工作。
God gave me a job.
车祸不死。
Or he saved me from a car accident.
这个大家都可以都有体验。
And this is something that many people have experienced.
但是在一个教会里面，我们在问谁有这种体验，就是真的好像看到神，非常喜乐，非常满足。
But if you were instead to ask how many people have truly seen God and experienced the sense of joy and contentment,
好像在变貌山上什么都没有，但是觉得我在这里真好。
Just like the disciples in the moment of transfiguration, even though they had nothing, they felt like they had everything.
有时候我们就发现这样的人是不多。
We come to realize that these people are actually very few in number.
吃过饼的很多，看过主耶稣变貌的不多。
Those who are fed by Jesus are many, but who have seen his transfiguration are few.
所以我们信仰在追求什么？
So what do we pursue in our faith?
就是要亲近主耶稣。
We want to draw nearer to God.
来体会主同在的那一种喜乐，那一种平安。
To experience the joy and peace in his abidance.
那我们的信仰就变成非常有很扎实。
And our faith will become deeply rooted.
那怎么有这个体验呢？
How do we have this experience?
马可福音第九章。
We turn to Mark chapter 9.
第二节。
Verse 2.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰，暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象。
After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone.
这个说主耶稣带他们上到高山。
So here it records that Jesus brought them up a high mountain.
然后在山上变了形象。
And it was there on the high mountain that he transfigured.
这个上了高山呢，有两个很重要的意义。
So this high mountain has two important meanings.
第一个就是高，就是离开这个世界。
The first is its height.The fact that it is high means it is high above this world.
所以世界上有的你在山上都没有。
So what you may have on this world, you do not have on this high mountain.
就在什么都没有的那个山上，你就看到主耶稣变貌。
And at a place where you have nothing, that's where you saw Jesus' countenance change.
所以我们这个物质上的拥有看起来是神的恩典，但是如果不是很小心，这个会阻挡我们得到更大的恩典，就是见到神的面貌，耶稣面貌。
So while material wealth we may see as a grace from God or a blessing, this actually could become a hindrance from us experiencing an even greater blessing, which is witnessing His transfiguration.
所以当我们往上爬，我们的心离开这个世界越来越远，我们就对神的体验越来越清楚。
So the higher we climb on this high mountain, the more we can experience and the more that we can see of God.
所以圣经里面在讲以利亚的心智跟能力。
So in the Bible, it talks about Elijah.
他的心智, spirit,
his spirit
power,
and his power.
这个从哪里来?
Where did this come from?
他要复兴以色列百姓信仰之前，他先要复兴他自己。
So before he can revive the faith of the Israelites, he must first revive his own faith.
那在哪里复兴?
And where can he do this?
第一个就把他送到基利西旁。
So first he was taken to
一个西的旁边。
The riverbank.
就什么都拿掉。
And God took away everything.
吃的也不需要。
He did not lack food.
乌鸦掉饼给他吃。
Because ravens brought him food.
就喝水。
And he drank the water from the river.
就把这个神跟人所有的障碍都拿掉，那个时候就很容易专心了。
So God took away all the obstacles that stand before man and God, and it was easy for Elijah to concentrate.
所以今天我们就是在很丰富的生活里面，要怎么去学习，能够超越这些物质的捆绑，我们才有办法来到神面前，看到他面貌。
So today in a life of abundance, we must learn to rise above it so we could experience God.
这就是爬到山上。
And this is to ascend the high mountain.
那个山在哪里？ 那个山就是教会。
And where is this high mountain located? This is church.
所以我们来到教会，要尽量把世俗的东西抛在一旁。
So when we come to church, we must try our best to cast aside our earthly troubles.
那我们来到教会才能够真的来到神的面前。
So when we come to church, we can truly come before God.
那如果我们来到教会，我们还是把世俗带进来。
But if we bring our earthly troubles in with us to church,
我们虽然来到教会，但是也没有什么体验。
Although we are here physically, we do not experience anything.
所以我们来到教会，比方说，除非为着圣工。 不但什么手机、什么上网，全部都要停止。
So unless for holy work reasons, if we do not turn off our phones.
因为现在这个智慧手机很厉害，你透过那个已经进到世界。
Because today technology is very advanced. Just using your phone, you are connected to many things.
那教会就是属灵的山。
But church is a spiritual mountain.
如果教会跟世界一样，我们就不需要来教会。
If church were the exact same as this world, then we would not need to come here.
教会跟世界不一样。
But because there's a difference between church and this world, because this is the mountain of God.
所以来到教会，尽量把世界的事情抛在一旁，这个只有几个小时而已。
So when we come to church, we must try our best to cut ourselves off from the world. It's only for a few hours.
那世界抛在一旁，我们的心才能够专心。
So when we cast these things to the side, that is only when we can concentrate.
我们对神的体验才会增加。
And our experience towards God will increase.
这是第一个，什么叫上山？
This is the first meaning of what it means to ascend the high mountain.
那第二个，这个上山就是比较高，就是我们的标准比较高。
And the second is because of the mountain's height, our standards must also be as high.
所以以西结书里面讲，这个殿有一个法则。
So it says in Ezekiel that the temple, there is a measuring line.
我们看以西结书。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
43章。
Chapter 43.
以西结书的43章。
Ezekiel chapter 43.
12节。
Verse 12.
殿的法则乃是如此，殿在山顶上，四围的全界要称为至圣，这就是殿的法则。
Verse 12, this is the law of the temple. All the surrounding area on top of the mountain will be most holy. Such is the law of the temple.
殿在山顶上。
So this temple is on the top of the mountain.
然后四围要称为至圣。
And its surrounding area is considered most holy.
什么是至圣？
And what does most holy mean?
就是有分别。
Is that there is a differentiation.
在山上跟山下有分别。
on this mountain top and on the mountain below, there is a difference.
所以我们教会的标准跟世界一定要有分别。
So likewise, church's standards and the world's standards must be different.
文化是世界的。
Culture belongs to the world.
但是真理是属灵的。
But truth is spiritual.
所以我们在教会不是强调社会的文化。
So in church, we do not emphasize the culture of the world.
我们在教会是强调圣经的真理。
Instead, we emphasize the truth of the Bible.
那这个标准是比较高的。
So this standard naturally is higher.
那因为我们爬到比较高的地方，我们才能够靠近神。
So the higher we ascend, the closer we can draw to God.
比方说最近同性恋合法。
So for example,
高等法院说合法。
So for example, recently, same-sex marriage has become legal.
那《纽约时报》在评论说，这个就是反映现在社会上的潮流。
So the New York Times, they ran an article saying that this reflects the trend of the world.
所以法院判定合法是在反映社会的文化。
So the court's decision reflects the trend of this world's culture.
所以我们就知道教会要超越文化。
So here we see that church must surpass or rise above the culture of the world.
但是很可惜的，现在很多的社会、很多的教会、主流教会都是跟文化认同。
But what is pitiful is many churches now, they instead are in agreement with the culture.
那一旦跟文化认同，我们就掉到山下了，不是在山上。
So once they become just like this world culture, they have descended from the high mountain.
就看不到神变貌。
And once they have descended, they cannot see God.
所以我们的标准是比较高。
So our standards are higher.
是在山上。
Because it is on the mountain top.
神的话是高的，他的意念是高的。
So the thoughts of wisdom of God is high above us.
因此，我们每一天需要一段时间啊，这样把我们的意念往上提。
Therefore, every day we need to set aside time for our thoughts to rise above.
那第三个。
So the third thing is.
这个上山本身呢、啊，就是要用力量。
To ascend this high mountain, it in fact requires effort.
所以人要爬到山上，这个要用时间，要用力量。
So for man to ascend a high heaven, he must spend time and effort.
所以一个人要能够看到神变貌，他必须要花时间，要付代价。
So what it means is man must pay a price. He must pay in time and his own effort in order to see God.
所以主耶稣变貌给他们看。
So Jesus transfigured before the three disciples.
那这个变貌给他看哦，彼得在年纪大的时候，他发现这一个体验哦。好像刻在他心里一样，永远不会忘记。
And Peter, in his old age, he refers to this experience, transfiguration, like it was carved onto his heart. It's something he would never forget.
好，我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
16节。
Verse 16.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能跟他降临的事告诉你们，不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。这里彼得说，我告诉你们，主耶稣要再来，这不是人去捏造出来的。
So here Peter says that we did not make up the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是实在的，我们亲眼看过主耶稣威荣。
But instead he says we were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
是七节。
Verse 17.
他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大的荣光中有声音出来，向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”十八节。
Verse 18.
我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这个声音从天上出来。
Verse 17. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love; with him I am well pleased."
这个已经他年纪大写的时候，好像发生在昨天。
This was written in Peter's old age, but he wrote it as if it had happened yesterday.
他说：“我们同主耶稣在圣山的时候，我们亲自听见有很大的声音从天上下来。”
He said that we were with him on the sacred mountain when we heard this voice from heaven.
说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And the voice said, "This is my son, whom I love; with him I."
同时看到主耶稣变貌，是吧？他是极大的荣光。
So at the same time, he saw the transfiguration of Jesus and said that this was his majesty.
保罗进到第三层天。
When Paul ascended to the third heaven,
看过天国。
And he saw heaven.
这个体验让他对世界的价值有一个很大的重新的考量。
So、this made him reconsider his value on this earth.
所以我们信主一个更高层次的恩典是什么？
So what is the even higher blessing when we come to believe God?
主耶稣就是我的满足。
That Jesus is my contentment.
不是他的恩典解决我生活的需要这样而已。
And it's not that His grace solves my earthly troubles.
主耶稣本身就是我的满足。
But Jesus Himself is my source of contentment.
那如果我们能够到那一点山上，你就会发现我们在这里正好，我永远不会离开神。
So if we can ascend this high heaven and come before Him and experience this, we will know that we can never leave Him.
不是神的恩典啊，是神本身太好了，我怎么会离开他呢？
And it's not that because we want His grace, it's because we cannot bear to leave Jesus Himself.
今天如果叫我们搬离 Orange County, 我们会做吗？
If someone asks us today to leave Orange County, will we do so?
很多人住待到这个地方最好。
A lot of people believe that this is the best place to live.
但这是地上的。
But this is the world.
还有一个最好的。
There is a place that is even better.
就在山上看到主耶稣变貌。
And this is on the high mountain when we see Jesus transfiguration.
那一种经验是永远的。
This experience is eternal.
那我们就要爬到山上去体验。
But we must ascend the high mountain to see this.
我们就永远不会离开他。
And so we will never leave him.
那不只是这样。
And not only this.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
十七节
Chapter 3, verse 17.
主就是那个灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。十八节
Verse 18.
我们纵然既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
旧约时代的人该看圣经啊，好像一个罩面帕子把脸罩上，看不清楚。
The people from the Old Testament, when they look at the scripture, it's like it was covered with a veil.
那新约时代我们得圣灵以后啊，
But in New Testament, when we have received salvation,
那个罩子就拿掉了。
It was like this veil was uncovered.
所以我们可以敞着脸看见神的荣光。
So we can use our unveiled faces to look upon God's glory.
因此，当我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们透过圣经里记载，我们就可以看到主耶稣的荣耀。
And when we're filled with the Spirit through the words of the Bible, we can see the glory of God.
然后在十八节后面说，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
So in verse 18, it says that we all reflect the Lord's glory and ever increasing glory.
所以他最后我们本身要变成神的形象。
So in the end, we must become like Jesus.
所以那个变貌山上看到主耶稣那个荣耀，有一天会变成在我们身上显露。
So this transfiguration that the disciples experienced, this actually can take place in our lives where we are transformed like.
所以圣经说斯蒂凡。
So the Bible says Stephen.
他的脸好像天使一样。
His face was like that of an angel.
这个也是一种好像在变貌一样。
And this is also like a transfiguration.
因为他被圣灵充满。
Because he was filled with the Spirit.
所以神的荣光在他身上显现。
So God's glory was manifested on his face.
看到他好像天使一样。
So it was like looking upon the face of an angel.
那到最后，别人也会觉得我们很好。
So in the end, others will also feel that we are good.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们已经变成主的形状。
Because we have been transformed into the image of God.
就是变成有神的形象在我们身上。
And that we reflect His image.
那就表示我们变成一个很有价值的人。
So this represents that we are a person of value.
因为我们身上有神的荣耀。
Because upon us we have God's glory.
这个就是我们的价值。
And this is our worth.
那在地上我们身上有荣耀，这个就是我们在天上的荣耀。
So on this earth, when we have this kind of glory, this is also our value in heaven.
所以我们就发现，我们信仰的追求是从物质上的供给到心灵的满足。
So we can see that our spiritual pursuit it will go from material wealth to a fulfillment of our spirit.
从地上的变成到天上。
To go from what is lowly on earth to the high mountain.
那就是我们信仰已经 找到正确的方向。
And that our spirit has already found the right direction.
那我们就发现活得很好。
And we will come to realize that we live very well.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn. 434. 434.